handle the truth.
Don Lemon. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Michael Brown, 18 years old, another unarmed black man gunned down, killed by the very people who are supposed to protect and serve. I spoke with his mother and his father last night on CNN, and the only way, guys, I can describe that interview is heartbreaking.
Well, you know, he was my firstborn, sweet, loving, dedicated. He worked hard to get through high school, and we were so proud of him. And for him to start a new journey going to college, we was even more proud of him. And he was just spending the summer at his grandmother's house. Never did we think we'd be planning a funeral. We was waiting on his first day of school.
Waiting on his first day of school. She described him as her best friend. She said her best friend gone in an instant. His mother believes that on Saturday night, as he walked down the street in Ferguson, he became an unwitting victim of something that happens all too much in America, racial profiling.
Just because my son is a 6'4 black male walking down a city street does not mean he fit the profile for anything other than just walking down that street. That's all he was doing.
Police say that Michael had a confrontation with police, which led to the shooting. His parents and eyewitnesses, they say that's not true. They say he had his hands up. He was in a surrender pose. The Ferguson, Missouri Police Department has turned over the investigation to St. Louis police, and the FBI has stepped in to assist in that investigation. The unidentified officer has been placed on leave and know nothing about him, not even his race. The mother and father are now left without their beloved son, gone too soon. She broke down during our interview, and so did he.
It's hard. He was my best friend, too. It's hard not seeing him, not talking to him on the phone, him cracking jokes, him just playing around being him.
At one point, we had to slow that interview down because the mother got so emotional. Ben Crump was there. He was the attorney for Trayvon Martin's family. And during our interview, Michael Brown's father wore a T-shirt with his son's picture on it and the words, "No Justice," emblazoned across the front. Their attorney is Ben Crump, again, who represented Trayvon Martin's family, vowing in the end to make that message wrong, to prove it untrue, that one day soon there will be justice for Michael Brown and his family. And let's hope so, because the whole world is watching.
We still haven't heard anything about details of the shooting.
Nothing, and that's so. It's been so many days, and police still haven't given, you know, any information that satisfies anybody, except that there was a confrontation. A confrontation for what? He was walking down the street, and they tried to stop him. That's what they have said. Some said that he and his friend stole some candy from a convenience store, and police were trying to stop him. Is that worth losing your life over?
Is it true that the police confiscated everybody's cell phones that were taking pictures? I heard that earlier. Is that true?
That's not confirmed. That's not confirmed, and it's not true as far as I know, because you know the police aren't supposed to do a lot of things, but they do a lot of things that have been said about, you know, people even saying things to the police or calling names or shooting at the crowd, shooting at police. That really hasn't been confirmed. A lot of that is rumors. And Tom, the stats in that town—if you all you have to do is look at the Missouri Department of Justice, Missouri Attorney General's office—and even though blacks make up most of the people in the population in that town, percentage-wise, African Americans are stopped 7 times more than whites. But the amount of contraband is from whites. They get more. They have more contraband, even though blacks are stopped 7 times more. And that's percentage-wise. I'm not just talking about in hard numbers. So there's definitely something going on with that police department. But, you know, as we had law enforcement on last night, they said it's not just that police department. It's police departments all over the country.
And why are they so slow to release details?
Because they are trying to get their acts together. They have taken their hands off the investigation. They're saying that we don't have to answer questions right now because we have given it to St. Louis, and we have, and the FBI is stepping in.
Local news hasn't interviewed any witnesses?
Yeah, they have interviewed witnesses, and every witness who was there says
to a person
has said the guy was running away. He was 35 feet away from the police officer. He had his hands up in the air, and he was in a surrender pose. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but there's certainly something sounds really fishy.
All right, Don Lemon.